Welcome, everybody. It's time for the only show where beauty, art, and technology collide. It's time for the Skinny on Beauty, the straight scoop on the beauty industry with your host, Cheryl Hawley. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You ready to give us a straight scoop on the beauty industry here?
I am. I sure am.
I love that title, Skinny on Beauty, the little double entendre there. And speaking of double entendre, you have somebody with a French name on here, so we're going to do lots of French talking today.
Yes, we are. We are. Thank you, everybody, for listening. My name is Cheryl Hawley, owner of Unite Socially. It's a social media strategist company, and I'm also the editor-in-chief of Skinny on Beauty. Thank you for listening and tuning in today. My guest for the day is Chevalier. She's an elementary music teacher that's turned a self-taught perfumer.
What is Chevalier? That's a royal title in French society.
Yes, it is. It is the meaning is actually a knight, which I am not. I enjoy watching them.
Okay, all right. Chevalier. All right.
Chevalier. All right. Welcome to the Skinny on Beauty.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being on air with us today. So tell our listeners a little bit about Pink Mahogany and your luxury fragrance line.
Pink Mahogany caters to what I call fragrance aficionados, which would be people who absolutely love fragrances, everything about fragrances, the way they're composed, the notes, and the person behind the fragrance. So I cater to people who have a really high affinity for niche fragrances, fragrances that you can't find necessarily in mainstream retail stores, more like independent brands and exclusivity. So Pink Mahogany caters to exclusivity as well as those who really, really enjoy fragrances.
And so you make them for all purposes, home, business, vehicle, and just the individual, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So what was your purpose behind creating Pink Mahogany? I know that we talked before, and you said that, you know, you had a sensitive skin, and you wanted something that was phthalate-free that could kind of appeal to the masses.
Right. That is correct. I actually had really bad allergies growing up, and it wasn't until my husband and I started buying different products for the home to scent the home, plug-ins, aerosol sprays, that they started triggering asthma-like symptoms. And I don't have asthma, but he does. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to figure out what was causing the problem, because I didn't attribute it to the fragrance that we were using, because I love fragrances. So I had him to just get rid of everything, and once we got rid of the plug-ins, my symptoms went away. So just in conversation with different friends, family, even just people that I would meet, and fragrance would be the topic of conversation, it would come up that other people were also sensitive, or they would say, oh, well, yeah, you know, I can't wear fragrances, it makes my head hurt, or it just gives me other symptoms, I just can't tolerate it. So I started doing research. I'm a big advocate of learning and researching and reading. So I started researching and reading about different possible chemicals that go into mainstream fragrances that could possibly be allergy triggers. And phthalates happened to be one of them. So I did more digging and more research on phthalates and found that not only do they cause allergy-like symptoms, but they can also be linked to cancer as a carcinogen. So that's where the interest really started to peak. I wanted to provide a luxury scent solution for those who were sensitive, just like I was.
Right. Okay, so for our listeners that don't know what phthalate means, explain that.
A phthalate is actually a chemical. It's called an ester. Mm-hmm. It's found in a lot of plastics, a lot of plastic bottles, maybe bottles that are for drinking water or plastic toys. Anywhere plastic is used to make a product, they use that to hold the plastic together, make it more durable. Mm-hmm. So I know it sounds weird, but in fragrance, phthalates are actually used to make the scent last longer.
Okay.
So, but because
okay,
of
to
the,
preserve it.
Because, right, right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you using instead of that?
Well, I use phthalate-free fragrance oils. I'm really selective about the companies that I network with or get my ingredients from. I'm always in communications with them or with the director to make sure that they're being processed in a phthalate-free facility, or at least as close to phthalate-free as possible. And I also do my due diligence as far as researching once I receive if it's an aroma chemical or something that I may not be very familiar with, but I like the smell. I'll do my research to see what the breakdown of that particular aroma chemical is to make sure that phthalates are not part of the aroma chemical.
Right. Okay. Well, I know that the people that are listening that also have allergies or maybe suffer from asthma really appreciate the work that you put into each fragrance to make sure that it is phthalate-free. You know, a little bit more about that because I'm very interested in, like, the protocol that one must pass. Even you were talking about the establishments that, you know, might make some of these oils to make sure that they pass. So what? How does that work out? What's kind of like the line of command there?
Well, they have, each company has what you call an MSDS sheet, which is just a data sheet that shows the breakdowns of everything that they produce. Mm-hmm. So if they are phthalate-free, they have to have that in documentation that they send to perfumers. So we are also 100% sure, or at least 99% sure, that what we're using is what it says it is. So if it's free of a certain potential carcinogen, then it has to state that it's free of that.
Right.
Also, in my particular case, I'm like I was stating earlier, I'm very selective about the companies that I network with. So if it's something that I even like the smell of, but I do the research and find out that there are phthalates in it, I won't use it. As much as I may like the smell and it could possibly create a very unique scent for what I'm trying to do, I will avoid it because I don't want to, you know, health is my first priority, and I want to make sure that the consumers of my brand
right.
are confident that what I'm providing is what I say that it is.
Right, right. So these life fragrances, you know, we're going to be doing a little French talking here on the Skinny on Beauty. These niche perfumes, or perfumes, maybe I'm saying it wrong. I'm not French. But these niche phthalate-free life fragrances that you have them for men and women. And I want to know and explain to our listeners a little bit about, you know, your inspiration behind creating a fragrance for a man and then creating it also for the woman.
Right. Well, there, without being too technical or giving a brief science history lesson.
Right.
The notes that fragrances are composed of, whether it be essential oils, fragrance oils, citruses, flowers, different notes give off a different scent. So
right.
if I'm going for a more feminine scent, if it's an individual fragrance, then I will go more towards citruses and florals.
Okay.
But if it's made for a man, I go more towards the woodsy citrus type, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So I wouldn't probably use, let's say, Lily of the Valley, the flower Lily of the Valley. Probably wouldn't use that in a men's fragrance because men generally, they say that they don't like florals.
Yes.
But if they're combined with the right elements like woods and something that smells like a man, then men would be more inclined to appreciate it.
And you sneak that in there. You know, we trick them, don't we? So, you know, on another show, I was talking about, you know, how the entrepreneur that I was talking to, she has a skincare line, Avica, and I was talking to her about, you know, how she tested these she has fragrances within the skincare, but how she tested them. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I would test them on my grandma. So how do you do your testing? Do you have, like, does your husband, you know, test the male fragrances and your girlfriends come over and test the women fragrances? Or do you just go solely by your own scent and the notes that you intake from each?
Well, my husband, who's probably listening, will definitely attest that he is my fragrance guinea pig, for lack of a better word.
So, let's give a shout out to him. Let's say hi, hubby. How you doing?
Right. Hi, Vladdy. I love you.
Thanks for listening.
But he right. He definitely tests all of the fragrances that I create that I would feel are either more shared, unisex, or masculine. So he's my go-to person for the men. I've also given samples out to close friends and family
right.
just to have them evaluate before I prepare to sell it to make sure that, okay, there may be something I may need to tweak, even though everybody's body chemistry is different. But if it's a consistent, if I give it to four or five different people and they all say the same thing, then I'm like, okay, I need to go back in the lab or back in the studio and tweak what they said, maybe just a little bit off. So I'm really open to constructive criticism.
Okay, so that's good. I mean, you at least you gather some type of, you know, personal research before you, you know, launch each fragrance. So I know as an entrepreneur myself, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes before you launch something. And I want to get into detail about the each fragrance that you have and also your premiere that's coming up of French Cuffs. So let's kind of go back a little bit and talk about just the female fragrances that you have and if they are tailored to, you know, the home or the individual. And just tell our listeners, you know, what you have on your line today for women.
Okay. As far as the women's fragrances are concerned, the number one women's fragrance, which is a perfume, is called Sunrise. And it's really a nice summery scent. It could also be worn for spring as well. It's based around orange and mandarin with softer notes. It's called benzoin resin, and also just soft musk. But it's really centered around the citrus of mandarin and orange. So it's a really nice, light scent, especially for people who like citruses, oranges, and soft-type scents. The Life fragrance, as far as the vehicle or home spray, the one that I've seen that women are more inclined to purchase is actually called Sleep Comes Easily. And
Sleep?
There's a story
was
behind
that
Sleep? Hopefully,
Sleep,
yes, sleep. Like
okay.
Going to bed.
Going
sleep.
To bed, yes. Yes.
Yes,
laying our head down.
The Life fragrances. Yes, laying your head down. It's a softer scent as well. It's citrus-based, but it's a sweeter citrus. So instead of it being the mandarin and orange, it's more of a berry-type fragrance because I get a lot of requests for people that like berry-type scents. But it has some woods in there, too, so I think it's a nice balance of sweet and wood. So
okay.
Those are the two fragrances that I would suggest for females.
And now you sent me one of your luxury niche perfumes. Which one was that?
I actually sent you the Seventh Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It was the room spray.
Yes, and so that was for the home. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because I think that women would appreciate that as well, just to, you know, say that they're going to have some company over and some hors d'oeuvres and, you know, chat about each of their businesses. I think it's a really nice scent and it has great notes in it. So what notes are combined in that?
In the Seventh Heaven, I wanted to go back just for a second. The Sleep Comes Easily is actually a home and vehicle spray.
Okay.
Sunrise is a perfume. So those are my top two.
So Sunrise scent is a female soft musk with the mandarin oranges, and the Sleep Come Easily is also a citrus as well. But you can use it for the individual or for the home.
Just for the home.
Oh, just Sleep Come Easily? It's just
Yeah, Sleep Comes Easily is just for the
Just for the home. Okay. Great. Now, we were talking about the other home fragrance, Seventh Heaven. Seventh Heaven. And what are the notes
that
in
one,
that?
That one was inspired because I actually like chocolate, but the chocolate fragrances that I've smelled were, I guess, a bit dominant chocolate. Mm-hmm. And chocolate is kind of hard to blend with other notes because it is so strong. So I wanted to balance it out with a little bit of citrus. And I love citrus woods type scents because they can be used for different settings and also be universal and shared between men and women. So I use woods to balance out the chocolate, and then I use the citrus to give it a light, fresh scent.
Yes, and you know what I really enjoyed about it is that the aroma of it really balanced out after, you know, you shook it up a few times, right? That's how you usually, you know, initiate, right? You shake it a few times and then do a couple sprays, and then it has time to settle in, and it has a really nice, and it is, it's like a citrus wood type scent with a little bit of chocolate. Now, out of the female line, what would you say is, you know, one of your top sellers out of the three that we've discussed? I know a couple are the home fragrances, but for females in general, which is your top seller?
I would say that the Sunrise perfume is actually the top seller. I get a lot of people that request samples just to give to people for their birthdays or for gifts just to show them that there's something different that's out there, or they buy them for themselves just to kind of try before they buy, mm-hmm. to see if they like it, or once it settles, does it really mesh with their skin chemistry or their body chemistry, and then they'll go ahead and purchase a full bottle. So Sunrise is definitely the top seller for the women.
Okay, and how much does that go for?
The 30 milliliter, which is a 1.7 ounce, is $80. And I'm currently working on getting 3.4 ounce bottles in the future.
Now, what ounce was that? Say that information one more time.
It was a 1.7 ounce, uh-huh. which equals to 30 milliliters.
And that goes for?
It goes for $80.
Okay, great. Well, I was pleased with the Seventh Heaven myself. I really enjoyed it, and I do use it before company comes over. And I have had some compliments. So thank you very much for that. I appreciate that gift. Now, moving on to, you know, the male side of this, I saw on your website that you have French cuffs coming out. How long has it taken you to develop that new fragrance?
Wow. Really, since 2011.
Wow.
It has been a journey, definitely a journey. I actually wasn't even trying to make a men's fragrance. I had a spur-of-the-moment inspiration. I was actually going to visit my parents, uh-huh. and it was late one weekend. It was probably a Friday, and I remember it was cold because I had a sweater on, uh-huh. and I had this this inspiration to blend certain notes together, and one of them happened to be a barbecue note. And I said, I really wanted to use this particular oil. I wanted to see what it smelled like with other oils. And I just put a couple of things together really quickly, not thinking that I would even like it. I just wanted to know what it smelled like
right.
together, because I do a lot of different trials just to, you know, just to learn and see how long they last and other variations, if it works, if it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents live about 2.5 hours away. So I had the window down just a little bit. And I kind of got a whiff of it. I had put it on my wrist before I left, and I was like, okay, well, it has promise. It may work.
Uh-huh.
So I was in the car, windows down. I smelled it again, and I was like, I don't know if I like this. Or I'm thinking all of these different thoughts, like I think mm-hmm. I have a scrubber, what they call scrubbers, meaning you want to go home and just take a really, really, really abrasive shower to get the scent off, and it still doesn't come
off. Oh, no.
So I got to my parents' home, and my mom and I were talking. We were in her office where the computer was, and I was waving my arm. I think it may be a Texan thing, but I was waving my arm while I was talking to her, explaining something, and she kept following my wave of my arm. And she said, "Something smells so good. What is that?" And I had forgotten I had put something on really quick. And
you're immune to it.
I don't know. Right. So she said, "Let me smell your wrist." She smelled my wrist, and she said, "It's you. What is that?" And I was like, "You like that?" She said, "Yes, it smells like a French man who is getting ready to go out, and he's dressed nice." So she was giving me a description that I actually now use. And I
right.
thought, "Oh, it does kind of smell good." So,
oh, that
that's
is
really
awesome.
Where
that is
that's
so
how French
awesome.
Cuffs was born.
Oh, that is awesome! And how French Cuffs came about, and the notes behind that, we're going to talk about here in just a second after we take a break. And thanks for listening to Skinny on Beauty. We'll be right back.
Use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Can we talk about your family business? You know, that thing you put your whole life's blood, sweat, and tears into? Well, what happens when you retire or try and pass that business on to your children? At Succession Strategies, we can help you find the answers. We'll guide you through the unsettling process of protecting your family legacy and successfully passing your business on to the next generation, safely and securely, ensuring that it'll both survive and thrive for generations to come. So ask yourself just one question. Can I really afford to wait? Take the first step. Take our complimentary self-assessment at successionstrategies.com or call us at 714-560-9022 to set up a free consultation at your convenience. That's succession-strategies.com.
All right, we're back with Chevalier talking about French cuffs. Now you caught my attention here. You girls are always talking about perfume and stuff, and I'm like, well, okay, maybe I'll buy some and give it as a gift and get a kiss back from my wife or something. But now you're talking about men's fragrances here.
The story behind the French cuff.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more about that.
Hi, Chevalier. Thanks again for joining us, owner of Pink Mahogany. Tell us the story behind French cuffs and the notes.
Well, French cuffs has, of course, woods. It has just a little bit of floral, a little bit of rose notes, also a little bit of lemon. I love lemons. I like cutting them. I like smelling different sizes or different types of organic lemons. So it definitely has lemon in there as well. But it is a woody, like I call it a smoky, woody fragrance because of the barbecue note. And that was actually the special note, if you will, that really made the fragrance come together for me and made it all smell really.
So it's like been out in the backyard barbecuing or something?
Not necessarily.
This guy's been cooking here. Right.
I think it adds to the woodiness, and it gives it a nice, sweeter woody smell as opposed to just a dry wood like charcoal.
How do you decide what makes a man's fragrance? What makes a man smell good versus a woman smell good?
Yeah, we touched a little bit on that earlier, and Paul just wasn't.
I had to step out of the studio, so I'm sorry. I missed that little part of it. But so you did talk about what makes, I mean, why woody notes and stuff? Is that just sounds more masculine or something?
Right. When you use woody notes, not only do they last longer, they're usually called base notes because they do last longer. Mm. But when you smell them even by themselves, they smell more masculine. So if you use them for a woman's fragrance, you would use them in a lighter version, meaning you would dilute it more, not use it in the pure form. But if it's for a man, you would probably want to use it in the pure form in order to have the differentiation between a feminine smell and a masculine smell.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, is French cuffs the only male fragrance that you have, or do you have others?
It's the only male fragrance that I am preparing to launch. I'm constantly working on other fragrances. Mm-hmm. However, they are what I consider unreleased. I'm still testing them and making sure that they are up to par to my liking and also to the people that I give the samples to. But French cuffs is the only masculine fragrance. I do have two other perfumes or fragrances that are shared fragrances, which would be Signature and also Ethereal Translucence. That Ethereal Translucence, just to give you a little bit of a description, it's more of a, I call it an aromatic fragrance, really fresh, a little bit herbal because it has rosemary. So it's an herbal citrus mix, rosemary, lemon, and then a little bit of woods, but it's mostly an herbal-type fragrance, something that you would probably want to wear late afternoon because of the type of wood notes that I use.
Uh-huh.
Signature is more of a sweet, minty fragrance.
Okay.
Because I use mint as well as sweeter notes.
And how much does French cuffs go for? I mean, let me back up here. When are you launching that?
I've actually already done what's called a soft launch, so mm-hmm. it is already available for purchase. Mm-hmm. However, it's not in retail stores yet, so it can only be purchased exclusively via email, and I ship it out from my studio. I do everything and make sure that it's packaged really nicely.
So and when do we get our free samples here to pass out to the male staff here?
At OC Talk Radio.
I'll make sure I get on that.
All right. I got a serious question, though. I hope this doesn't offend anybody, you included, but is there a difference between ethnic males groups? For example, my perception is I see a lot of well-dressed African-Americans, and, boy, they are dressed to the nines and have fragrance and whatever. I'm just a
I don't know. I'm an aging baby boomer, an ex-hippie kind of thing. I don't. Most of my friends don't really wear colognes or anything. My father certainly did. His generation, everybody did. And we're in a very Hispanic area, and I see a lot of very sharp Hispanic men. I'm wondering if Hispanic men and African-American men are more conscious of style and clothes than us aging hippie Anglo-Saxon, you know, whatever, males here.
You know, I really don't think so. I think it's more of a marketing tactic. Certain fragrances want to capture a certain audience, so of course, naturally, they're going to use certain images to draw a certain crowd. Every brand has a target market, and I myself even have a target market, but I'm not the type of brand that would, I guess, separate someone who is not wearing a suit or dressed to the nines as opposed to someone who's wearing sneakers or even work clothes. Hmm. I've spoken with a lot of different people.
Yeah, I'm sneakers and work clothes kind of thing. I'm that kind of guy. You know, I dress more like I did in college here, even though I'm almost 60 here. And I think maybe it's generational. Maybe it's not ethnic groups. I see my young son-in-law is Hispanic. He's works in a bank, very sharp dresser, and he always has, you know, fragrance and clothes and stuff on. We've had some interns and stuff in, younger people that seem to pay more attention to their personal grooming habits. But us, I don't know, the aging baby boomer, ex-hippie kind of generation, I don't know, we sort of went against all that. Our fathers wore 7-Eleven cologne or whatever these, you know, Old Spice and all these old things here that I always bought my dad for generations. And I think we somehow got away from that, and I don't know why. I welcome the return to some style again here.
Sure, and I will be glad to help with that.
Yeah. Well, I need a lot of help. Yes. I need a lot of help. This show is just help. It's like an intervention, my wife says here. That's why I host this. That's why I have this show on the network here, so.
You know, we just got a tweet come through from Landscape Love, and she's wondering, you know, where she can get the samples for the French cuffs. And I believe it just, you can get samples by going to pinkmahogany.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, now, do you have an email that you'd like to give out over the air that she can order as well?
She's very exclusive. Sure, she doesn't want to just sell to anybody. You got to know her here first.
But no, sure, I can give my email. It's actually Parfumista, and I'll spell it. It's Parfumista at pinkmahogany.com. And Pink Mahogany is PINKMAHOGHANY.
Thank you for that. Now, also part of, you know, Pink Mahogany Fragrances, you also offered services for businesses and individuals. What are those services?
Pink Mahogany creates what we call bespoke fragrances, and it's just a fancy way of saying custom or tailored fragrances. So say I run into someone, like what the producer was saying, that he kind of got away from fragrances, and if he didn't like anything that I had to offer, or he had a certain smell that he just likes and wanted in either a home fragrance or even possibly in a cologne or a stronger strength, which would be perfume, even for men, I would be able to create a fragrance based on that person's specifications. So
right.
If they say, you know what, I really, really love peppermint. I like peppermint everything. But you know what, I also like raspberry. Is there any way you can create some type of blend centered around peppermint and raspberry? Because I haven't been able to find that. I would be able to provide those services.
Wow, that's awesome. So those are bespoke services. And are those more expensive? Or do you have a sliding scale on that? How does that work?
There is a little bit of a sliding scale. I start the bespoke fragrances at a smaller bottle size, which would be a 15 milliliter, because they are, as far as the perfumes are concerned for individuals, they are more concentrated. So, you know, you have different concentrations. The Eau de Toilette, which is more an alcohol water-based and a small percentage of the actual fragrance. But that doesn't mean it doesn't last long.
Right.
But mine are a little more expensive because I have a perfume strength, which means that you're getting about 15% of the true fragrance, and then the rest, the diluent, the blend of alcohol and water, so that it actually doesn't irritate the skin. And they range from $200 and up to about 400, 450.
Now, is that also just the 30-milliliter bottles, or are they purchased at a different size?
They start at 15 milliliters, mm-hmm. and they go up to 30 milliliters.
Okay, great. Okay, so if anyone has, you know, somebody that has allergies or asthma or, you know, just wants a really unique gift to give somebody, you know, you can reach out to Pink Mahogany, and then you can help them out with just any type of scent pretty much. And so going off of that, I'd like to know your craziest request for creating, you know, a bespoke perfume.
I haven't had a lot of crazy requests, but because most of the conversations I've had, there's kind of a general consensus, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually created a fragrance that is unreleased, and it's going to be given to a very special person for her birthday. And if she's listening, I just ruined it, but she already knew anyway. But it actually has a rice note in the fragrance. And it's not just a regular rice, it's basmati rice, which is an Indian rice. And I actually enjoy, when my husband and I cook it, we enjoy the aroma. It's very aromatic, so I use that as one of the middle notes that kind of carries the fragrance along.
Uh-oh, Indian, huh? No, you're not sticking with the French? The French notes? We're moving on here. Well, I love your slogan.
I'm very open.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I just said I'm very open.
You're very open. No, that you have to be. Believe me, I know this. As an entrepreneur, you have to be able to go with,
right,
with what's, yeah, demanded. I love your slogan, which is, a good fragrance calls and an exceptional fragrance whispers. How long did it take you to come up with that? And I always have to ask these questions of, like, how long did it take? How long did it take? Because I know it takes so long to do anything,
right,
you know? And so has your slogan kind of changed over the years, or was it there from jump?
It definitely was not there from jump. And even in creating it, I went through several different variations of not just my slogan, but my mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just jumbled. I wanted it to be something that really spoke Pink Mahogany. If someone said,
right,
okay, well, what sets Pink Mahogany apart? I can tell them what my slogan is, and that would be the answer. And in my years of wearing fragrance and smelling other fragrances on people and just in stores, that's just how I felt. A good fragrance calls,
mm-hmm.
but an exceptional fragrance whispers, meaning you don't have to douse yourself in the whole bottle to get people's attention. You can walk
right
by, and if you just put it in the right places and you walk past someone, they may turn their head, but not because it smells bad, but because they want to know.
Right. Or follow your wrist around, right?
Right.
The creation of the French cuffs.
Exactly.
Now, you're scheduled to be part of some really exciting things in the media. Tell us what's coming up for Pink Mahogany Fragrances.
Well, I'm still operating a little bit on a local scale, but I do have some things in the works. I'm actually working on a bespoke fragrance for a nonprofit in my hometown of Longview, Texas, and it's called Beautiful Inc., and their mission is to help enlighten and boost the self-esteem of young girls ages 13 to 17. So I will be creating a bespoke fragrance for their nonprofit, and all of the girls who are part of that organization will receive the fragrance.
Very cool.
I'm also going to be part of the To Have and To Hold Bridal Expo. It will be held in Dallas in September. My memory fails me the actual location, but I do know that it will be at one of the hotels in downtown Dallas,
mm-hmm.
so I'll be a vendor there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to be providing fragrance samples for another nonprofit organization called the Paula Erer Foundation, and it's actually founded by a young lady whose sister was abused domestically. So I'll be providing samples. They're having a fashion show for that organization, and the proceeds will go towards the founder's sister.
I love it.
Who is a divorcee, and you know, she went through some very troublesome times. And I'm all about, I guess, philanthropy, you would say, or causes. And I like to support other nonprofits. I don't just want to be considered as, well, I just provide bespoke services for individuals, or I just do this or that. I'm really interested and wanting to be connected to organizations that have a cause that I can partner up with to help them reach their goals, and it be mutually beneficial for everyone.
Yes, yes, I love that. And I'm so excited for you and your recent, you were in the gift bags at the BET Awards, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yeah,
I was.
Yeah. And so you're really getting a lot of traction here. So congratulations on that. I love that. So if anyone's listening that was part of the BET Awards, you know, they're getting a little bit more information about, you know, what they were given in those VIP gift bags. And what's coming up for you? Now, do you have a list of all of this information or how people can contact you to be part of their events coming up in the future on your website? Or would you prefer that they tweet you?
At this point, I would prefer to be tweeted, or mm-hmm. they can definitely send me an email. I always check my email, sometimes multiple times in the hour.
Right. And your Twitter handle is at Pink Mahogany.
Yes, that's correct.
And so just to tweet you, and then you can, you know, follow them, and maybe they can DM you some more information about, you know, maybe a custom-made bespoke fragrance, or to get involved with one of the events that they have coming up.
Right, that's correct.
That's great. And, I'd love to see some pictures from when you do this fall fashion show in Dallas. That's awesome. Yeah, that would be
definitely
great. I wanted to kind of go back here a little bit and touch on your logo for Pink Mahogany. Did you create that on your own? Because I love it.
I actually did, and it went through a couple of revisions. My sister-in-law actually helped to digitize it, mm-hmm. but I freehand drew it, and I wanted her to make it a little more uniform and more streamlined, something that could be used timelessly. And she was definitely able to help me with that. She's an excellent graphic design artist.
I have to interrupt here for a second. I don't know if this is a friend of yours or a follower or a follower of the show, but Philip Parrish just sent us an email in, and he said, please don't listen to Paul and create some hillbilly fragrance. And then he says, LOL, enjoying the interview with Chevalier and Pink Mahogany. So, you know, as much as we got to make old aging hippies smell better here, he says, don't go that route. So.
Don't go that route. That's hilarious. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate that. We're getting some traction here on the Skinny on Beauty. People are interested. You know, they can, you know, I bet you would be really open as well, Chevalier, to have people tweet you, you know, ideas for fragrances. And you know, going on that idea, you know, you could even feature them, ended up making one of those notes and fragrances that somebody, you know, requests, if you were interested in that. I think that would be a good way to get some inspiration for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Mm-hmm. So so we kind of touched on, you know, your line and what you offer for men and women and the home fragrances. Do you have any other home fragrances that you'd like to talk about for the individual home?
Just wanted to mention two. The one that I gifted the clients or the VIP clients for the BET event was called Cascade Moderne. Again, we're going back to French pronunciation here.
Uh-oh, and say it again.
It's Cascade.
Modern instead of modern, modern, right.
I'm getting a French lesson here.
We have spoken so much French today here. We talked about niche, and you talked about bespoke. Well, that's really British, but, you know, you're using all this dialogue that it harkens back to another era. No wonder the hillbilly crowd won't buy this. They won't even know how to pronounce it here.
So go ahead, Shafalia, about the home fragrances.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was laughing. Now my cheeks are hurting.
You got to create my favorite French phrase of all, and then I'll shut up here, is there is a French phrase that I've used my whole life. Nobody ever uses it hardly anymore, but it says it all. Je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais quoi means that certain something, that, you know, that unidentifiable thing. You can't put your finger on it. There would be a name for a perfume.
I think you
Je
have your
ne
next
sais
one.
Quoi. Yeah.
Right. We'll have to, off air, we'll have to talk about how we're going to split the...
Yeah, okay. You know, I just want little samples along the way here. But wouldn't that be, it's like that certain something, you can't put your finger on it, but it's just that hint, that note in the air there, as you say.
The next male fragrance. I love it.
Je ne sais quoi.
Right? Hey, we're a team.
Yes. Now, who knows how to spell it?
I'd have to look that up. It takes a little while.
I'd have to ask my husband. He's fluent in French, so...
Is he?
Oh, now we know it all.
Oh, je ne sais quoi to him, yeah.
It's all coming together.
Right. No, but back to the what you were asking about the two life fragrances, or
yes,
home vehicle,
yes,
fragrances. The Cascade Moderne is what I actually gave BET for, uh-huh, the BET Experience, BET Awards, and it has notes of strawberries, a little bit of cherry, again, woods, mm-hmm, and just an overall modern freshness. It's actually my interpretation of a cascade or a waterfall, if I were to have ever visited one. I have not, but I hope to soon. So this was just what I envisioned.
You've never been to a waterfall? You've never been to, like, Niagara Falls or any of those famous waterfalls like that?
I have not. I'm ashamed to say, but
I have not.
Oh,
my goodness. You speak. I thought you'd been around the world. You're speaking French. You're doing all this stuff. We got to get you out of Texas here and show you the world here.
Right. I've not been to a waterfall. I've traveled, but not necessarily to Niagara Falls, but that's definitely on my list. But that was my interpretation of a waterfall, peaceful, mm-hmm, yet it gives you a sense of, okay, what is that? I like that. I want to use it for my home as well as my vehicle. So that was the one that I chose to gift BET, the BET Awards recipients with. The other popular one, that it's a vehicle fragrance, is, mm-hmm, Presidential.
Okay.
It's my interpretation.
I like the sound of that already.
Car.
Presidential. I want my car. I want my beat up old car to smell presidential.
It definitely will. It definitely will.
What would presidents smell like? I've never been around a president.
Yeah,
I don't know what they smell like.
Yeah, tell us the notes in that one.
It has leather, suede, a little bit of coconut.
Ooh, very different. Very different scent than the rest that I've heard.
Right.
How about, like, bulletproof vests? Does it smell like bulletproof vests or anything here? Or no?
Paul.
That would be president.
He likes to give my guests a hard time every once in a while. You just got to laugh with him.
No, he's making me laugh.
Yes, he's great at this. I love it.
But, yeah. But, I mean, it has, it's just, my different interpretation of the new car smell, because I always talk to people to try to get their insight to help me create what they want instead of just creating things that I personally would like to smell. So I did a Facebook poll a couple of weeks ago, and I had a lot of people saying that they liked the new car scent, or, mm-hmm, that they liked leather. So I redirected them to Presidential just so they could kind of read the description, because I already had that available. And Presidential was one of the first vehicle fragrances that I created. And I gifted Madison Hildebrand, who is formerly from the Million Dollar List in California, uh-huh, with that actual fragrance. I happened to meet him at an exclusive home event where they were doing a tour of a new construction.
Huh.
And I just wanted to give him something for his own vehicle. So
yeah,
that one became pretty popular because it was Madison. So,
all right, I'm going to give you another heads up here. Here's some, write this one down here. If you haven't, we had a guest. I think we replayed the episode earlier today, but we had a guest on. We do spotlights here at the station occasionally on very successful entrepreneurs, mostly in Southern California here. I did one. Mm-hmm. Guy's name is Al DeMora. Sir Alfred DeMora is actually his name. And he does really high-end, one-of-a-kind, bespoke cars. You know, there are five of them made, and they all look like they're from the 1930s. I mean, he originally did the Clinets back in the 80s, which, if you Google it, it's a car that they had on the show Dynasty and Farrah Fawcett had one. Everybody had one. And then now he just does these small-run cars. They make four, five, or six of them, and they sort of look... They're not kit cars. I mean, they kind of look like that kind of look. That's a terrible way to describe it. And these cars cost a couple $100,000, and he just made one, and they put a work of art. They commissioned a Chinese artist to come and actually create original art and paint on the hood of the car, and they went to Taiwan. They sold two of them for $1 million. $1 million cars. And so they're really, you know, I think they take the you know, high-end transmissions and stuff. It's not that part of the car that's created new, but it's the, and they put gold, you know, whatever we call it, gold flake and everything and all this stuff. And it's just a really, it's a work of art. His name is Aldo Mora. If you Google D-I-M-O-R-A, and he's here in Palm Springs. And that would be a logical one, because if you're going to buy $1 million car, don't you want $1 million fragrance to go with it?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You want to smell presidential.
Yeah.
That's right.
You want to smell money. So the other one we had is Lee Steinberg on, the famous guy, a sports agent here out of Orange County, who was the inspiration for that movie Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise, Show Me the Money. And so, he'd be another one. You know, you should have one that smells like money.
Yes, and you know, following through with all of that stuff is definitely the life of an entrepreneur. I mean, wouldn't you say so, Shavalia?
Yes, I would.
Yes, and you know, if you could describe that life of an entrepreneur in one word, what would it be?
Or a smell? Give me what it smells like.
Yeah, we'll do both here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, uh oh.
What's an entrepreneur smell like? They don't smell like me.
They smell presidential.
They smell nutty.
Nutty, that's good too. No,
right.
But yeah, no. I mean, if you could describe the life of an entrepreneur in one word, what would it be?
It would be. I was torn between two, and I crossed one out and wrote it.
No, I'm just kidding.
I would have to say strengthening. The life of an entrepreneur is strengthening, because you have to, without a long, drawn-out explanation, you have to go through certain trials and tribulations if that's really what you want. So if you are strengthened by it, then you're going to have tougher skin. You're going to be able to continue going forth and pursuing your passions and your dreams, mm-hmm. and not let what other people say cause you to doubt yourself, which that's part of the process, but you won't doubt yourself to the point where you don't make any moves. So you definitely have to be strengthened, or you should be strengthened by the process, because it's not easy all the time.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I love that strengthening. That's a good one. Thank you for that. Now,
sure.
You know, we're going to close out here in just a second. So I want to, you know, just have you tell us about your social media channels. You know, I know you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you've got your own website, and are you on Instagram as well?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. And so how do people find you on social media?
The handle is the same all across the board. It's going to be at Pink Mahogany, P-I-N-K-M-A-H-O-G-H-A-N-Y. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. And then, of course, Facebook would be facebook.com/PM Fragrances.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome for that information. Thank you. Now, do you have any specials going on, or do you do giveaways, or how do you run your social media channels?
I do a lot of giveaways by partnering up with bloggers, mm-hmm. or people that write articles in the fragrance community. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I do promotions where I'll give away a free sample if they're able to answer a certain question about me, mm-hmm. Which they would have to, of course, now listen to the podcast or at least the rebroadcast to find out that information.
I have to tell you what je ne sais quoi means.
Yeah, I'll tell you how to spell it.
Right.
I would so butcher that on a Google search. Let's just ask your husband.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Right. So you do work with bloggers. That's fantastic. I love it. You found the miracle here on social media. So now, do you work with just bloggers everywhere, or are they Dallas-based? Do you reach out to them? How's that program work for you?
Ironically, I have had, not ironically, surprisingly, I've had a lot of interest from bloggers who are not even in the United States. So
French.
Reach out to them if they're if they're following me on Twitter, or if we're following each other, I'll reach out to them on occasion and say, hey, would you like to sample Sunrise or French Cuffs and give me your feedback? And they'll write articles about it or spotlight me as a new and upcoming business owner. And the networking pretty much is through social media. Or if I meet someone at a networking event that happens to be a blogger, then we'll exchange information and go from there.
Okay. Okay, great. So I love that. So, okay, I feel like we've kind of touched on a lot of different things here and how people can get in touch with you and make their own custom fragrance.
Or as we say in French, touché.
Touché.
Right.
You know, I close out all of my shows with a quote. And I hope that you kind of have one stirring around in that mind of yours, of a, like a favorite quote of yours. You have one you'd like to share with our audience?
I do. I have a couple, but the one that I would like to share, I actually just heard it, and maybe from not a questionable source, but a source that wouldn't be likely, especially coming from me. But it was from a vodka commercial. This was during the BET Awards, and they played that commercial over and over again, but I didn't write it down. And I was able to find it this morning.
Fabulous.
On the actual commercial. And it, right, it simply says, "The extraordinary belongs to those who make it."
Nice. You know, and mine kind of follows that. Mine's actually an Albert Einstein quote, and it's, "Logic will get you from A to B. Imagination will take you everywhere." Now, does everybody listening, if you have any information on, you know, what it takes to be a perfumist or make a home fragrance, visit pinkmahogany.com. I'm sure Trevalia would be happy to, you know, talk to you about, you know, the life of an entrepreneur. If you want to reach out to her for any bespoke services, again, just go to pinkmahogany.com. And thank you so much for being a guest with us today. We really appreciate it, Trevalia. And
thanks for putting up with our teasing here and my little anecdotes from time to time.
Oh, no, it helped me not to be so nervous. So I'm very appreciative.
Okay.
And for her new line coming out, is the French Cuffs. I can't wait to smell that. That'll be good. So a good fragrance calls, an exceptional fragrance whispers. Thanks for being
a guest
today on Skinny on Beauty, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the only tech-savvy show where beauty, art, and technology collide. The straight scoop on the beauty industry, Skinny on Beauty. Right here on Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.